public to be cautious of unregistered and unlicensed investment offers and online loans.
The Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, welcomed a state visit from the Secretary General of the Communist Party of Vietnam, Tho Lam, at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta on Tuesday. The meeting aimed to strengthen bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various fields. In her official statement to the media, which was aired on the Parliament's YouTube channel, Puan emphasized that the relationship between Indonesia and Vietnam has been strong since 1955. Both countries share the same vision of becoming developed nations by 2045. She noted that the Indonesian Parliament is ready to enhance diplomacy with Vietnam, particularly in sectors like economics, trade, public relations, defense, and regional stability.
Dan beliau menyampaikan bahwa hubungan ini sudah berjalan dimulai dengan satu modal yang sangat baik, yaitu hubungan baik antara kedua founding father, yaitu
this relationship started with a strong foundation built by the good relationship between the founding fathers, President Sukarno and President Ho Chi Minh. Both countries agreed to strengthen and improve peace ties, and the Indonesian Parliament is ready to collaborate with the Vietnamese government and the National Assembly to boost economic ties, trade, people-to-people connections, and parliamentary relations.
Kemudian people to people contact ataupun hubungan dengan masyarakat dan tentu saja hubungan di antara kedua parlemen.
Moreover, Puan emphasized that cooperation will expand to include both parliaments. With 8 political parties in Indonesia's parliament, collaboration with all Vietnamese political parties is open to preserve peace and solidarity within ASEAN amid global dynamics. You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. President Prabowo Subianto expressed his support for the effort of Pandawara Group in addressing environmental issues. Ranov has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto received a visit from Pandawara Group at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Following the meeting, one of the Pandawara members, Gilang, shared with the media that President Prabowo encouraged the group to remain committed and stay motivated in carrying out their mission.
Ya, kita sedikit menceritakan tentang apa yang kita alami di lapangan. Beliau juga mengapresiasi apa yang sudah kami lakukan gitu, terhadap semua langkah kecil yang sudah kami lakukan. Permintaan khusus dari Bapak Presiden telah terus berjalan, komitmen.
He also reminded us not to get tired, no matter what challenges we may face in the future.
During the discussion, Pandawara Group highlighted various challenges they face, including difficulties in obtaining permits for waste removal from rivers and addressing environmental issues like the recent severe flooding in the Greater Jakarta area. Going forward, they aim to expand their movement nationally by involving more young people in environmental actions and inspiring future generations to be more environmentally conscious.
Listener, the Indonesian national football team will face the Australian national football team in the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. Football observer Kusnaini hopes the team plays calmly without being burdened by public expectations or the Football Association's targets.
The Indonesian national football team is set to play against Australia in the 2026 World Cup Group C qualifiers on March 20th, followed by a match against Bahrain in Jakarta on March 25th. Head coach Patrick Kluivert has announced a provisional squad for these crucial matches, which will determine Indonesia's fate in the tournament. The squad includes 3 newly naturalized players who took the oath of Indonesian citizenship on March 10th. They are Emil Audero Mulyadi, Dean James, and Joy Pelupesi. Football observer Kusnaini hopes the team will not be overwhelmed by the high public expectations for victories over both Australia and Bahrain. Speaking on the Voice Talk program with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, Kusnaini expressed his hope that the Indonesian team can stay calm and not be pressured by the four-point target set by the Indonesian Football Association or by the expectation of the public.
Just focus on the match against Australia and then Bahrain in Indonesia. Don't be burdened by the four-point target from PSSI or the public's expectation being too high. Just enjoy the game.
The match against Australia will mark Patrick Kluivert's first match as head coach of the Indonesian national football team since his appointment in January. Indonesia remains in contention for its first ever World Cup appearance in the modern era following a historic victory over Saudi Arabia in their latest Group C match. This win has kept the nation's hope alive for securing second place, which guarantees a spot in the final qualification round. Andy Ramdhani reporting.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary, titled Naturalization, Building a Stronger Indonesian National Team.
Today's commentary is on naturalization, building a stronger Indonesian national team. Naturalization of players has become one of the strategies used by the All Indonesia Football Association, PSSI, to build a stronger and more competitive Indonesian national team. In recent years, the association has naturalized several foreign players who have extensive abilities and experience. As a result, the Indonesian national team has shown significant improvements in several international events. Most recently, there were three more national team players who came through the naturalization route. There are Dean James, Joey Pelupesi, and Emil Audero, who took the citizenship oath on March the 10th at the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Italy. It's expanded. In the past month, Indonesia has added six players through the naturalization route. The three previous names were Ole Romeni, Dion Marks, and Tim Gaitens. These naturalized players generally come from the Netherlands, but has Indonesian blood, except for Emil Audero, whose mother is from Italy, but his father is from Indonesia. So it can be said that they have an emotional attachment to Indonesia. It is undeniable that naturalized players can help strengthen the Indonesian national team in several ways. First, naturalized foreign players can bring extensive skills and experience to the team. Second, they can help improve the overall quality of the Indonesian national team's performance. However, it should be remembered that naturalized players also have risks. The All Indonesia Football Association must ensure that naturalized players have a strong commitment to fighting for the Indonesian national team. In addition, it must also pay attention to applicable regulation. Naturalization must be carried out in accordance with applicable regulations so that there are no problems in the future. Hopefully, the joining of naturalized players in the national team can help build a stronger and more competitive Indonesian national team and bring it to qualify for the 2026 World Cup. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening.
Tujuh suhu pemanah.
music from Armada with title Katakan Sejurnya. This is not only the end, listener. We hope that this song still also entertain you and make you feel enjoyable during the day. Well, we still also have another or other Indonesian songs and even our, you know, other segments that would like also to accompany you, listeners. So now, I'm Ahmad Faisal, also the crew on duty, would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention, listen to our program, and we are still the same. We are still accompanying you, and but now I would like to end my time, and please stay tuned at www.boynews.id, because after this song, you will also be able to listen to our other segments, such as, you know, Indonesian Wonder with title Gunung Bromo, and also you will also listen to our on how to learn Indonesian language, namely Let's Speak Bahasa. And don't forget also, you know, you will also be able to listen to our other interesting and enjoyable Indonesian songs. So finally, have a nice day and have a nice day, listener.
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Mount Bromo in East Java, Indonesia, the only active volcano within the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park. This area offers breathtaking views and a refreshing atmosphere with its white crater and refreshing mist. The tourism area spans 800 square kilometers, offering breathtaking views. There are several activities you must try when visiting Bromo. Bromo Tengger Semeru area provides jeep rides to various spots, such as Love Hill, Widodaren, Bromo Crater, Whispering Sand Dunes, and the Savannah. By riding a jeep that can handle steep and rugged paths, you can enjoy a thrilling ride while taking in the stunning natural scenery. Don't worry if you can't drive a jeep, as there are operators ready to drive and guide you safely through the area. The rental price for a jeep ranges from 600,000 rupiah to 1,250,000 rupiah, though prices may change over time. The vast stretches of black sand surrounding the mountains, with the sound of whispering sands blown by the wind, will make you feel like the only visitor in Bromo Tengger Semeru, just like in a movie. That's why many people come here to capture amazing Instagrammable photos, even for pre-wedding shots. Listener, one of the most sought-after spots in Bromo Tengger Semeru is the sunrise and sunset. Several places offer views of this moment, such as Penanjakan Hill, Love Hill, and Perahu Hill. From these spots, you can witness the sun rising or setting between the hills, mountains, valleys, craters, and sand plains, with the cool, refreshing temperatures revitalizing your body and mind. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian blogger and resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees the Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali. Which means that's a lot. Anting. Anting. Which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu. Which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. Which means ear. Panjang. Panjang. Which means long. Konon. Konon. Which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat. Masyarakat. Which means community or people. Suku Dayak. Suku Dayak. Which means Dayak tribe. Wanita. Wanita. Which means woman. Cantik. Cantik. Which means beautiful. Anak muda. Anak muda. Which means young man or young woman. Tradisi. Tradisi. Which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear the statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In the sentence, there is an interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, The woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We'll meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Voice of Indonesia. Jakarta Kara Korewa, Voice of Indonesia Des.日本語で放送されているフォイスオブインドネシアは、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンタテインメントだけでなく、様々な情報を提供します。周波数33.2GHz および4755kHz で、または、ウェブサイト www.foinews.id および、LLデジタルアプリケーション、KU で毎日放送を視聴したり、アクセスしたりできます。 Selamat malam, konbanwa. Kyo, 2025 年, 3月 12日, 私, Eさん が 1 時間 の 日本語放送 を お送りいたします。 今日は ニュース, イノネーシアの音楽, それとも いろいろ な イノネーシアの 情報 を お届けします。 次は ニュース を お伝えします。 引き続き周波数332.5kHz や 4755kHz からフォイスオブイノネーシアの放送をお聞きください。レジの皆さんニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。バリはロッククライミング世界選手権の開催準備を進めることについてお伝えします。5月2日から4日まで、バリ州は2025年、ロッククライミング世界選手権の開催に向けた準備を進めています。以前、試合会場として、ヌサドゥアのペニンスワラアイランのゲルダ・ウィスヌ・クンチャナ、デンパサルのニティ・マンダラ・バジラ・サンディ・レノンなどいくつかの候補地位があり、決定が難航していました。インドネシアロッククライミング連盟バリ州会長のプトゥ・ユディアティカ氏は、デンパサルで LLE の取材に対し、大会の会場がヌサドゥアのペニンスラアイランに決定したと述べました。バリ州政府は、世界選手権の開催を支援する意向を示しており、ワイアン・コスター知事も委員会との会談の際に支援を表明しました。記事はこのワールドカップの開催を歓迎し、全面的に支援する意向を示しました。インドネシア、特にバリーでワールドカップが開催されることは大変光栄なことです。また、プトゥ・ユディア・ミカ氏は、ロッククライミング世界選手権は格式と名前のある大会であると述べました。出場できるのはすでに世界ランキングを持つ選手のみであり、彼らは2025年ロサンゼルスオリンピックの出場権習得を目指しポイント獲得に育みます。それでは次のニュースです。インドネシア銀行とベトナム国家銀行は日国間協力の強化を合意したことについてお伝えします。インドネシア銀行とベトナム国家銀行は2025年3月7日から5年間にわたり銀行分野における協力を強化する覚書に調印しました。この覚書は両銀行の関係をさらに強化し、様々な戦略的取り組みを通じて各国の経済の安定と成長を支援することを目的としています。この合意はインドネシア共和国のプラボー・スビアント大統領とベトナムのトーラム・ショーキチョーとの会談の一環として締結され、両国の外交関係70周年を記念するものでもあります。協力の具体的な内容には、政策対話、知識共有、共同研究、デジタルイノベーション、金融システムの発展などが含まれます。それでは最後のニュースです。中小企業省は大学と連携して中小企業の発展を推進することについてお伝えします。中小企業省は複数の大学と覚書を締結し、実践的な職業教育と産業との連携を強化し、学術界と中小企業をつなぐ取り組みを進めています。この協定は、 優れた能力を持ち、企業家精神に育み、デジタル化を理解する若い世代を育成し、中小企業の成長と国の経済発展を支援することを目的としています。さらに中小企業省事務局長アリフラフマンハキム氏は、政府支出の 40% を国内の中小企業製品に当てることを定めた2021年政令第7号の監視強化や中小企業と学生の交流焦点として統合型事業支援センターまたは PLUT の最適活用の重要性を強調しました。リスナー皆さん、これでニュースを終わります。イーさんが伝えました。
Aku mengerti perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis.